Tuesdays in this marriage month of June have included talk about living single. Today, NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg concludes the series with several singles who are committed to their singleness in various ways for various reasons.
Deeply single is how one writer put it in To-Do List magazine, and there are plenty of people who are deeply single. Unmarried by choice, living alone by choice, or living together but just not wanting to get married. In Portland, Oregon, Neil Lubow, age 52, has been in a committed relationship for 10 years with, as he puts it, a woman I love, honor, and indulge. And they live separately.
I'm not against marriage, but I think that marriage is not the only answer. I think it's just one answer. I like my freedom. I like my independence. I like my privacy and my solitude.
Neil Lubow likes living single. In Washington, D.C., Jennifer Schneider, age 31, says most of her 30-something friends are desperately seeking a someone, but she wonders about marriage all the time.
I'm not sure whether I want to get married or not, or have kids or not.
What are your questions?
I'm not sure of the benefits of getting married.
Jennifer Schneider says most people around me, especially the older generation, assume that what is good for me is to have a family. But Jennifer says I'm not ready to give in to that assumption. In La Cañada, California, Terry Wilde decided when she was fairly young that she didn't want to have children, so she felt the pressure to marry wasn't there. In her early 50s now, Terry Wilde has dated over the years, been engaged, made a full circle of friends, and never felt she had to be in a committed relationship to feel fulfilled.
As I was pursuing my career, as the pool of eligible men dwindled, you know, I found myself sort of making the decision that I wanted to have a full life, and if that didn't necessarily include a husband or a long-term relationship, that was okay. I could still pursue all the things that I wanted to do and still have a great life, and I feel as though I've pretty much been able to do that.
Do you think there is an assumption in this society that your life is not complete unless you're in some kind of relationship?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I do. I've had a lot of people say, well, you know, don't you get lonely? Don't you worry about when you're old and alone and there's no one there to take care of you? Don't you get uncomfortable if you want to go out to dinner and, you know, you go out by yourself? And I suppose there are many people who do worry about those things and who do feel that way. And, you know, certainly they're free to make their own choices.
But that's not you?
First of all, I get lonely just like any other person does. I can't think of anything more lonely than being in a marriage or a relationship that's not the right one. I think that would be awful.
And what about the business of sharing a life, sharing an experience with someone?
I guess my answer to that is, you know, you can have wonderful friends that you share experiences with. Several years ago, I went to Italy and France with a couple who cannot get married because they happen to be gay, and it was wonderful. We had some of the most amazing experiences, and we talk about them today. So the fact that I didn't have a husband by my side or a man by my side doesn't preclude me from having wonderful shared experiences.
Do you find that you have to be defensive about your singleness at various points in your life?
Yes, I've had people ask me, well, you know, what's wrong with you? Don't you like people? Don't you like men? Are you a lesbian? And I know people think it's bizarre. I know people scratch their heads and wonder how on earth can somebody live that way. And that's fine. If that lifestyle or if that decision doesn't work for them, that's their decision. But you hear so many stories now about how women are saying they can't have it all. They can't, you know, have a successful career. They can't have a family. They've got to make some decisions. Well, it's no different than the decisions that I've made.
Terry Wilde in La Cañada, California. In Beaverton, Oregon, Linda Ebert is living proof that living single doesn't mean living alone or being lonely. She's 49, has adopted two children, ages 9 and 12, and is raising them by herself. Linda had dated seriously and had several relationships.
But for various reasons, they didn't work out, and I chose to move on with my life instead of putting it on hold and waiting for my mate to come along. So when I was 38, I decided, well, this is late enough. I need to get on with having children, which I wanted. It wasn't a conscious decision. It was just kind of a decision that was forced on me. But it's not one that I rail at, you know, every day I get up and, oh, darn, I'm single. It's just a state of being, and I just carry on.
Here's what living single with children means to Linda Ebert.
Singleness in my life means that I get to do everything. So if it doesn't get done by me, it just doesn't get done. For instance, my gutters aren't cleaned out, but my lawn's mowed.
The biggest problem, Linda says, is finding childcare when the kids get sick.
The positive, of course, is that there's only one opinion in the household, and that's mine, so it's always right.
You don't think your little children have opinions?
Oh, yes, they do, but see, I override their opinion because I'm the adult.
Linda Ebert in Beaverton, Oregon, living single but not alone. There are so many ways in which we live these days, by choice or by consequence. For many, living single is the most welcome choice. Remember, the wry and observant journalist H.L. Mencken once said, "He marries best who puts it off until it is too late." Mr. Mencken married when he was 50. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News, Washington.